we're at our most attractive as men and women when we give our positive focus to something else than trying to be attractive. Hi, hope you're well. This is PD at the Art of Self-Development. This podcast is for everyone interested in psychology or who wants to develop the most useful people and life skills for yourself and for the people around you. This is another one of these relationship and dating episodes on some of the principles that are at play to really make the most of both, for both of you. It's about attraction, how to make yourself attractive. And again, this goes mostly to your own development as a person, becoming more of who you are rather than who you think you should be. Because the most attractive people in the long run are generally those who don't try to be that too much, who found a way to express who they are in a way that other people can't replicate, because every one of us is unique. And where you can be the most attractive as a person, your point of biggest attraction is different from anybody else's. That's something that I've learned over years and decades, and that I'm still continuing to learn. And unfortunately, I can still see a lot of people who don't seem to get that at all. Because we like to play games, especially as guys. And it's sad to think that so many people think that this is somehow the way the game is played. In my own experience, what really works the best is a change of focus and change of the way we focus on things, how we focus on ourselves and how we focus on other people. Because so often we get both of that wrong. Personally, I feel at my best when I can focus outward, when I focus on other people and on enjoying being in the moment and focusing on creating value with no strings attached. And that, to me, generally is the way to go. And you can keep generating value. You'll generally get all that you need and more, because people will want to give back. And that goes for your professional life and for your personal and intimate life. It's the only way that I know of to really connect. Other people may have different approaches. This one is what works for me. It works so well, in fact, people often tell me things they say they didn't or wouldn't say to anybody else, and they almost don't know how that happens. And that is the magic of really focusing on connecting with people rather than trying to get something, rather than thinking of relationships and of relating to other people as some sort of a zero-sum game where one wins and one loses. I've been trying to eradicate that way of thinking out of my system, and I don't always succeed, and I still get why so many people have it, as counterproductive as it can be. I think most of us, we really are bullshit detectors. We are very good at seeing when somebody is not honest with us, when somebody wants to get something when they pretend to be generous in some way. And we don't often know why that is or what is happening, but we can feel something is wrong. And especially in relationships, women are experts at picking up these signals, which is why honesty is such a great aphrodisiac, why it works so well, especially if you can combine it with a real drive for both of you to make things better or to create something of value. So in dating and relationships, to me there are two ways of relating to the opposite sex. One is immature, the other one is mature, or at least way more of that. When I was younger, I was really inept at dating. I was horrible. I was nerdy, always in my head, thinking about what I could do to get any attention from the girls that I was not getting, because like so many guys, I was not able to really reach out and connect. Well, the way I see it now is the exact opposite. That connection is almost something you have to make a conscious effort to make it not happen. Otherwise, it's always there. Because if you practice honesty as a way you live your life, that connection is almost there by default. If you're not afraid to show yourself as who you are, connecting to people is easy. It's natural. It's what we do, just like we used to when we were children, before we learned about our inadequacies and how other people wanted us to behave in different ways and think of ourselves in different ways that we otherwise would. So the point when men relate to women really is to be comfortable in who you are. Be comfortable as a guy in your masculinity, knowing that, unlike what you've probably heard throughout your life in different ways, it's okay to be masculine. It's okay to be manly. In fact, it's exactly what women want. And vice versa. Such a simple thing that we've trained our men in society to completely miss and misunderstand, that then manifests itself in all kinds of passive-aggressive and passive-aggressive ways. So let's relax a little bit more into who we are as people, especially in those areas that define us, that are key to us and to our relating to the world. And emotional vulnerability is one of the keys there. It can be misunderstood easily, because being vulnerable is not the same as being weak. It really means being open. That's the true meaning of the word. Be honest. It's about doing our best in life and in relationships, accepting who we are, and doing our best whether or not other people agree with us. Because when push comes to shove, we are all in it together. We're all sharing this space on this planet, so we can work together or we can work against each other. But except for a very small minority of people, we're all hardwired to benefit from connecting. That's where we get the most. And when it comes to dating and relationships, there are some tips that I can give you that can be helpful, like don't be too available. Don't respond to text messages immediately. Don't be as predictable. Do things without her. Be unavailable sometimes. Never take her and be taken for granted. Be busy without her and only then make plans with her. Give her a reason to think about you when you're not there by showing that you have life that's other than her. And all of these kind of pick-up-y pieces of advice, they can work, but they work automatically as you work on who you are, as you work on your connection with the world and with yourself, and make sure that your life gets better, because you make sure it does, because you make it so, with or without her. And at the end of the day, you'll do your part in making everyone's life, not just yours or your significant other's life, better. Then you can show when you're attracted to someone without ever being needy. Because everything that you want, you really have it inside of yourself. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Art of Self-Development. Remember that learning is a change of behavior. Any positive change you make and keep has a cumulative effect that'll make your life even better. If you found anything useful or interesting in this episode, please share it with your friends. You can reach me at pdartofsd@gmail.com. Talk to you again soon. In the meantime, leave the world a little better than you found it.